city did bring a mediator. And believe me, they needed that mediator. people were yelling, saying the general consensus, what I remember people saying was, you do this to this North Portland community over and over again. You come, you don't ask us, and then you just dump a big additional problem on us without having addressed the previous problem. So no, there hasn't been an opportunity to engage. But there is a twist to the story. When the government, when the shelter services did make that gesture, the St. John's Neighborhood Association did something kind of historically fascinating. The St. John's Neighborhood Association volunteers said, no, we don't want to enter into a good neighbor agreement because we don't honestly think we represent this entire huge area. They were very honest. You know, these guys said, no, don't let us be the ones making a decision that affects an enormous number of people that aren't engaged. Don't use us as kind of a pawn. So I actually kind of respect what they did. So, but unfortunately, when they did that, they left nobody engaged. There is finally something about to happen, though. There are two meetings. So finally, because the city, the shelter services does know that they must have a good neighbor agreement on the books. So I've been engaged with the guy whose name is Hank Smith, and I like to email him frequently. So he announced about a week and a half ago, there will finally be two public meetings and everybody is invited. So I'm going to share that information right now. Both of these meetings will be in St. John's.
This is Ursula K. Le Guin, and you are listening to KBOO, the cheerful voice of social conscience. KBOO, Portland.
KBOO's listeners value community, authenticity, and inclusion. If your business aligns with these values, underwriting on KBOO is an effective way to reach an engaged audience. Take advantage of the best rate and audience in Portland by going online to kboo.fm/underwriting. That's kboo.fm/underwriting.
The following program is a rebroadcast. Dates, times, and events mentioned in the following program have already occurred. Thank you for tuning in to KBOO Portland.
You are listening to a digital indigenous radio show. All across Turtle Island, turn up your radios and decolonize. This is Rose City Native Radio.
Can you tell us an Indian first then?
Hello, hello, Indian country. How you doing? You're listening to Rose City Native Radio. I'm your host, Jack Malmstrom, here to bring you music, news, and more on today's show. We're going to start off a little slow, take it down a couple notches as we shift into fall. It's time to slow it down a little bit. This is Ray Zaragoza with Red Moon High Tide.
Step and take in the end, it will grow. superhero than we know it today. The buffalo ran free, and the eagle soared so high in the mountains. It spoke of majesty. Here's the pen, here's the F. Put your name on the line. Don't worry about the fine print, please sign me. Put your name on the line. Don't worry about the fine print beside me. Please sign here. Put your people on the line. Don't worry about the fine print. Please sign here.
Cherry blossom green tea, and while I'm playing chords, you can sing to me deep into the night as peacefully. Those little beautiful island frogs, and while the street dogs fall asleep, we all start nodding off. We pass out in the hammock, and I have the same dream of you teaching me how to garden. You teaching me how our ancestors harvest. You're showing me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk. It's not hard. You're teaching me how to garden. You're teaching me how our ancestors harvest. You're showing me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk. It's not hard. Thank you so much for everything. Sleep well.
That was Sage Patch Kid by 2-for-1. Before that, Joanne Shenandoah with Please Sign Here. And starting off the show was Ray Zaragoza with Red Moon High Tide. Coming up next, this is Casper with How the West Was Won here on Rose City Native Radio.
Tell you how the West was won. In Umberto style. In Umberto style. Tell you how the West was won. Gonna tell you how the West was won. In Umberto style. In Umberto style. From coast to coast, sea to sea, it all used to be Indian country. From coast to coast, sea to sea, it all used to be Indian country. They were living in tribal unity. Tierra del Fuego to the Arctic Sea. Some in the desert, some on the prairie, some in the mountains, some in the valleys. But then one day, they met the white man coming with a gun in his hand. All they wanted was a small piece of land. All they wanted was a small piece of land. But from coast to coast, sea to sea, they called it their manifest destiny. From coast to coast, sea to sea, they called it the manifest destiny. From border to border, from border to border. And then they wiped out the Sioux at Wounded Knee. Then they took away the Black Hills country. So whether you're a Navajo, gonna tell you how the West was won. In Umberto style. In Umberto style. Tell you how the West was won. Gonna tell you how the West was won. In Umberto style. In Umberto style.
Don't call them Indians, call them Native Americans. Don't call them Indians. Forest Pawnee Reservation. Don't call them Indians. Call them Native Americans. Don't call them Indians.
Juan Casper. There were these foreigners who came to take all the land. They killed men and women and even children. Destroyed all the buffalo population and tried to put my people on their reservation.
Tell you how the West was won. Gonna tell you how the West was won.
In a murder style. Style.
Hey, hey. Tell you how the West was won. Gonna tell you how the West was won.
In a murder style. In a murder style. From coast to coast, sea to sea, it all used to be Indian country. They were living in tribal unity. Tierra del Fuego to the Arctic Sea. And one day, they met the white man. All they wanted was a small piece of land.
Tell you how the West was won. Gonna tell you how the West was won.
In a murder style. Murder style.
Hey. Tell you how the West was won. We're gonna tell you how the West was won.
All your this.
your life. I will help those seed trees. I dispel the lies of man, the frauded hand that feeds me. This hell is just a scam. The God that I am believes me. Creator made the land. I am the land, so Mother Earth breeds me. Spider weaves the story, so the web of life reads me. I can spell out the glory, so I spell L-O-V-E. Elders told oral traditions, this is where it leads me. Seven generations, now my spirit can't fly freely. We keeping it real with a medicine wheel, better than suffering, enough of that. We can heal, better than my skin in my blood. I bleed, sew the wound up and show you my scar has sealed. We are unifying all people as one. You the flying, the eagle and sun. New beginnings in the east have come. Bring me a baby, a daughter or son.
Oh, Grandpa, tell me stories about the good old days. Oh, Grandma, teach me to read like the good old ways. Oh, Grandpa, tell me stories about the good old days. Oh, Grandma, teach me to read like the good old ways.
Quest love. I do it for those who detest love. Warrior status while the rest of us rest up. Come now, 100 years has come now, and somehow red people are still backing gun sounds. Wake up to that fake stuff. I'm bold with that soulish. I'm social with that mad gab. My resistance is focused. The monument of existence isn't to be by our soul, kid. The West was never won down to those who thought they stole it. You are not raving. That's not how story told it. That's not how story's journey woven had unfolded. You can ask your grandma exactly how the old lived. I got the light and I hold it. You can ask your grandpa exactly how the old lived. I got the light and I hold it.
Oh, Grandpa, tell me a story about the good old days.
That was Mob Bounce with Oral Tradition, and before that, Casper with How the West Was Won. Coming up next, this is Mike Jordan with Dear Native Youth here on Rose City Native Radio.
Song for you, cause I wanted you to know that I put my heart into. I get inspired every time that I speak to you. I can acknowledge all the things that you're going through, and trust me when I say that I've been in your shoes. Locked up before for breaking all of the rules. I felt alone, so I posted up in my room with thoughts of suicide.
I don't know what to do. I'm so confused. If I end it all, who's gonna care? Picture my funeral, who's all there? That constant feeling of despair, zoned out with a blank stare. In that moment, I'm trying to decide my fate, with war paint written all across my face. The ancestors fought hard and never gave up this easily. So I find something deep inside of me, to my dream or your family. Thanks for believing in me. Together with the you, we gon' make some history. Yes, I'm still talking to you. I promise you, owing the truth, that's all I know how to do. Too many years of constant being lied to. I know how you feel. You probably had it up to here. And take a moment from wiping the stairs. Close your eyes for a second. Imagine you no longer living in fear. Keep your head above the clouds and know it gets better from here. Pretend for 1 second, Pop's putting down a beer as he puts arms around you so you feel how love heals. How love heals, how love heals. It's not your fault that love for your life, it just disappears. It disappears, it disappears. I know the pain suffocates and takes you to a distant place. A youth among all experience the highest rate. We got a promise, we will never let the youth fade away. This is more than Twitter hashtags, dear native youth. Native youth.
Oh,
was Jeremy Dutcher with Honor Song, and before that, Mike Jordan with Dear Native Youth. Coming up next, this is Native Brother featuring Thunder Voice Kenny with Native Woman here on KBOO Portland.
Way oh, way oh, way oh. Way oh, way oh.
Galactic sources. Not worry about no BS or no static. Can't know that automatic. I travel the grid. That's just what it is. My energy way too powerful to gravitate to the negative. You gon' feel me in the vortex when I enter in the circle. Meditation and passionate sexual healing. It's just so amazing. Can you feel me, my? Talking to you, my native woman. Ooh, I'm sending out a message to you with my love. Shower down on me like the star you are. Cause you're my native woman. I'm sending out a to you with my love. Shower down on me like the star you are. Cause you're my native woman. Yeah, she got that mean work. Education with that B word. Knows how to handle a business. Intuition, got that knows what it is next. And I'm a pipe carrier like a daddy. She's so ceremonial. See, that's our life. But later on tonight, shorty gon' ride on my saddle. Like she tryna win a medal. And then ride on my ladder. Cause when it's cold and lonely down and out, she knows how to make me feel better. And she's my native. I'm talking to you, my native woman. Ooh, I'm sending out a message to you with my love. Like the star you are. Cause you're my native woman. I'm sending out a message to you with my love. Like the star you are.
That was Native Brother featuring Thunder Voice Kenny with Native Woman. And before that, Jeremy Dutcher with Honor Song. It is now time for Teepee Talk.
Heya, hookah.
Just me today. And we're going to be talking about, well, a topic that everyone kind of expects to hear about. How to begin? All right. So, Elizabeth Warren is in the news again because she did a 23andMe, and she, you know, apparently has super, 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 super distant native genes, according to that test. And it's caused quite a stir. Cherokee Nation is obviously upset, which I don't blame them. There are many Cherokee Nation activists speaking out against Warren and her decision to do this. There are many Indigenous activists overall, but I highly recommend hearing directly from Cherokee Nation members and people, because at the end of the day, it really does affect them. I can't imagine what it is to be from any of the three Cherokee bands having to deal with this constantly. So there's that. This whole thing, right? Like, this whole thing kind of boils, not doesn't boil down, but it's part of overall what we hate about how our identity is politicized. I think a Paul Ortega song I used to play that was called "What Is an Indian," and that's kind of partially the topic I'm going to be talking about, of just like what makes you an Indian. And I think a lot of people are kind of getting this wrong. I think a lot of people who are not familiar with these issues are getting this wrong. And I think a lot of people who want us to choose between the lesser of two evils really need to wake up and open their eyes. The fact that some people think we should just be giving her a pass because she's not as bad as the rest of them is a joke. It's a joke. Consistently asking us to pick the lesser of two evils. Would you rather be whipped or would you rather be hot pokered? One of them isn't as bad, right? No. We want better. We want better quality, which is it just blows my mind why consistently Indians have been asked to choose the lesser two evils. Either we can genocide you completely, we can wipe your entire way of life out, or we can shove you on this plot of land. Which one sounds better to you? Please. So, things like 23andMe and all these other ones are popping up. They're fun holiday gifts, and they have these quirky little commercials. But the thing is, I could go in on how shady these things are, on how the fine print and the contracts have some really weird stuff. And you kind of lose your ability to own who you are in a way. It's creepy stuff. It's the stuff of science fiction, but that's the world we're living in. But instead of that, what I'm going to say is, as somebody who has talked to hundreds and hundreds of people at my previous job, you know, who have called saying, I took this DNA test. I'm 1% Native American. I'm 5% Native American. This, and that. It don't matter. That whole system, right? Blood quantum is part of this. Blood quantum is part of the argument where how blood quantum, just as a concept, is how far away from whiteness are you? If we go back to when I talked about the Pocahontas exception, right? 1/16th. So those aristocrats who were bragging about being distant relatives of Pocahontas, so they could just brag about having connection to the land somehow, which they don't. But now, oh no, there's a law that says if I keep saying that, I could be counted as colored, and I definitely don't want to be treated like that. So what are we going to do? We're going to pass another law, an exception. So if you have less than 16%, 1/16th, then you're okay. Then you're still close enough to whiteness for us to treat you like a human being. Blood quantum was designed to destroy us. Period. Anybody who holds blood quantum that high up on a pedestal as the end-all be-all is fooling themselves. With that being said, It's important to understand whether you have a certain higher percentage or not, that at the end of the day does not make you Native American. You can find out about your heritage later, like I did. You can find out about your heritage from day one. It don't matter. There's more to being Indian than some rough genetic markers that you may be roughly from this area. There's no blood test to tell what different tribes you are, because that's not how it works. That's like having a blood test to find out what your favorite sports team is. It's just not how this works at all. And trying to put nature into this box, these tests, these things that say, if you are able to do this, then that counts, then you're okay, then whatever, is ridiculous. But it's a systematic thing, strategy, whatever you want to call it, that eliminates us as a people, that makes us think that we are worse off than we actually are. There are way more Indians out here than we really realize. And because of all this red tape that we've taken on as our own as well, I'm not giving the tribes a pass on this. Tribes who do blood quantum, I have a problem with them. My own tribe does that and I have a problem with them. I don't think it's a sustainable system. It makes no sense. But again, Elizabeth Warren gave in to bullying from Trump about her heritage. And I mean, honestly, you know, what I would say to Elizabeth Warren is,
congratulations, you played yourself.
You really did. You played yourself. Congratulations, Elizabeth Warren, you played yourself. You fell right into that trap. Now, for those of you who don't understand why we're going so hard on Elizabeth Warren here, here is a clip of her talking about her Cherokee ancestry. This is from a few years back.
But genealogists have yet to confirm that. Warren referenced a photo of her grandfather on her mantle as part of the family lore.
My Aunt B has walked by that picture at least 1,000 times, remarked that her father, my papa, had high cheekbones, like all of the Indians do, because that's how she saw it. And she said, and your mother got those same great cheekbones, and I didn't. She thought this was the bad deal she had gotten in life.
High cheekbones, everybody. High cheekbones. As if there isn't a single other place in the world where people have high cheekbones. You kidding me? I can't. This Cherokee blood myth thing has been going on for centuries, and it's always been an issue. But on top of that, people are saying this is really frustrating, seeing this white woman be uplifted and talked about and this whole controversy around that, while, you know, folks like the Wampanoag, you know, the Mashpee Wampanoag are losing their land and their sovereignty is at risk. It all kind of ties together, really, though, in a way. It continues what we've been talking about. A white woman is now making headlines because she did 23andMe and gave in to a bully. Now half of Native America is upset about this, trying to be like, please, can we stop? This is so exhausting. Here are 80 million reasons why. And at the same time, we're being told you need to pick the lesser of two evils. You're being divisive. You're letting Trump win by criticizing this white woman who has slightly left-leaning politics. While at the same time, we're supposed to sit there and swallow that, oh, she thinks she's Cherokee because she had high cheekbones. Because Papa had high cheekbones. You know how many times Native people have heard that? You know how many times those stereotypes are enforced? Are you kidding me? This is the attitude towards Native people. I mean, the Mashpee are we're one of the first contactors, and they have lost so much already. Their land is at risk. Their tribal sovereignty is at risk with this decision from the Trump administration. They were actually protesting this just a few days ago, early in October. They were 200 members and supporters came out in Cape Cod and were doing a demonstration against the ruling. I mean, there's folks in the protesting the Bayou Bridge also who were attacked. Not only by security, but cops. Like, there are so many things that Native people are putting their life on the line for that should be up ahead. This white woman thinks she's Cherokee, because we've all heard it before. If I had a dollar for every time I met a white person who thought they were part Cherokee, I would not need to work. Lord, I would not need to work. you might have ancestry, maybe. And even acknowledging that, you know, my homie Johnny J was saying this as well. If you look at it, right, if you have fifth, sixth generation, way further back Native ancestry, you need to really think about where that came from. How white people were treating Native women at that time. It's not a romantic Disney story. There's a high probability it is not a romantic Disney story. It is not a tale of forbidden love. It is a violation. That is the realistic, that is the reality that Natives have faced. It's not a fun thing to think about. It's not like I'm a Gemini and it's fun to think about. No, this is a serious identity that comes with heavy stuff and acknowledging where that comes from. Think about it. If you have 0.5 Native American on your results, what box are you really checking? In the census, in any paperwork you fill out, what box are you really checking? Are you writing an other 0.5 Native American? Have you been? No. There is more to it than blood tests and measuring and analyzing. This whole culture is so obsessed with analyzing every little detail that they can't take time to stop and feel. And think about it from a different aspect of, do you know your culture? Do you even know what tribe? What does it mean to be from that tribe? What does it mean? How did your family get here? My tribe is from Arizona and northern Mexico. I grew up in Oregon. I was born in California. What does that mean? What did it take for my family to end up in California all the way from Arizona and Mexico? What did it take for me to end up in Oregon with a family that is not Native American? What events led that there? What systems made that possible? Think about it. Because Elizabeth Warren sure as heck ain't. That's what I'm going to say about Elizabeth Warren. I'm done with that. We've said it on the show before, because I really like Charlie Hill. I'm done with that generic-y stuff, man. Done. I don't care how left-leaning she is. She is continuing to perpetuate stereotypes, period. We need to not listen to her. We need to listen to the Cherokee Nation members who are speaking out. We need to listen to the Native activists who are saying, hey, there are other things going on as well. It's all tied together, though, because people would rather listen to one lady who's 164 Cherokee than actual Cherokees. I don't know. Maybe she was born with high cheekbones. Maybe it's white privilege. Who knows? Anyways, this is Tara Williams with Islands of Decolonial Love here on Rose City Native Radio. Thank everybody for tuning in. You can find us on Facebook at Rose City Native Radio. For events and music, you can email us at pdxnativeradio@gmail.com. Let us plug your stuff. We'd love to talk about it. Stay cool, Indian Country. See you next week.
This program was produced at KBOO Community Radio in Portland, Oregon. You can find more audio online at KBOO.
Listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K2A2BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM, and on the web at kboo.fm.